This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of great stuff in there. Oh boy, and I got three of them to try out now because I just finished that one. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, go to swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. It's really delicious stuff. It really is. By stackup.org as well. In today's news, oh, it's just one thing. We're going to get right to it. It is Gamescom. Oh, boy. And it's all brought to us by IGN. So what was announced? Well, they came right out on two games. And they said it's Borderlands 4, and it'll be out next year. Now, none of the platforms for this game was revealed, but IGN is expecting that it'll be on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. There was also some gameplay from Call of Duty Black Ops 6, and if you like some FPS along with some storyline, this might be the one to get, because the storyline will be in the early 1990s, and the game will release October 25th, so that'll be everywhere, as what we do very well know. Now, the Goat Simulator is also going to get a remaster and be called Goat Simulator Remastered, but you'll also get the DLC that was made for the game, and that includes the DLC that was only available on the mobile version, and that'll be out later this year. Dying Light, The Beast, was also revealed, along with some gameplay, and Kyle Crane is returning to Dying Light. And of course, if you're a Dragon Ball person, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero also got a new trailer. That'll come to you on October 11th. Now this one caught some fancies of people. King of Meat, which is a new co-op combat game where you can team up with four people. Now that's Amazon, and right now, they did show a little bit of gameplay with it, along with a nice trailer, and that is all that they showed. Now, there's also a new game called Linked Banner of Spark, which also had some gameplay to it, and will have early access in October, so watch for that on PC. Lost Records Bloom and Rage did have a gameplay trailer too, and it is a gameplay that's similar to the Life is Strange series. So Lost Records Bloom and Rage will be released in two parts. The first part will be released February 18th, and the second part will be launched on March 18th. Now, this will be a 1990s inspired storyline, and this will focus on two timelines. One will be set in the summer of 1995, and one will be sent to the present day. We also got an update from No More Room in Hell 2, because they got a new gameplay trailer. And we also got an update on Arc Raiders, which is a free-to-play shooter. And the developers say that it will come out possibly this fall. Now, Infinity Nikki also got a new trailer, and that's going to go to beta. A closed beta, that is. And that'll be on the game's official website to get to that beta. Path of Exile 2 also did show up, and that'll be an early access release date this November. And that'll be November 15th for PC, also for Mac, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. So if you like a little bit more Diablo, and let's say you're getting tired of Diablo, Path of Exile might be. Now, Warhammer 40,000, the Space Marine 2, also had a new trailer as well. Now, we saw the original trailer in the Summer Games reveals, and they put up a new trailer for Gamescom, so you can check that out. Space Marine 2 will arrive on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S on September 9th. And here comes Dune Awakening. Now that did get a little bit of gameplay, and it'll be a third-person game, and that'll be out early next year for PC. Now, Tersha Studios did a couple of things. The first thing is Renamel, which is a new horror adventure where a brother and sister duo will have to escape an island that used to be their home, while they're also looking for missing friends. We'll talk about what the studio did later. But now we go to Genshin Impact, and they said that they'll be going to Xbox on November 20th. So the free-to-play action RPG will be coming to Xbox consoles this November. And Capcom also showed off a new trailer for Monster Hunter Wilds. So if you are a Monster Hunter fan, go check that out. It'll be on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. If you like a fighting game, Fatal Fury, City of Wolves, will be coming to you on April 24th. So that'll be out next year. So good luck with that one. If you play games on Netflix, Monument Valley 3 will be out this December. And that will be December 10th. And the first two Monument Valley games will be arriving for subscribers with Monument Valley on September 19th. And Monument Valley 2 will be available October 29th. If you like mechas, Mecha Break, which is an action game from Amazing Season Games, well, they showed some new gameplay for the project, along with a release window for next year. And Mecha Break will be the first game to use NVIDIA Ace, which is NVIDIA's new AI-powered system that will provide some realistic communications between the players and the NPCs. Then we got an update from Civilization VII, and they did show some gameplay about that. And they also showed a release date, and that is somewhat close. Okay, granted, it's about 6 months off. February 11th, 2025. About 6 months off. It'll be up on nearly all the devices, PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, Mac, and Linux, so it'll be there. There was also an update on Starfield, because they're getting a vehicle. So now if you want to explore the worlds in Starfield, well, you can drive around a bit, and that should be available to you right now. But they also showed a trailer to the first paid DLC expansion for Starfield that is called Shattered Space, and that will be released this September 30th. And we knew about Marvel Rivals. Well, all they did was provide a release date, and that'll be December 6th. Now, they weren't just talking about video games. There's also a series coming out. It'll be up on Prime Video, and it'll be called Secret Level. And they will be focusing on the indie games, new project, and classic games. It'll be an animated anthology series that will have some original stories on a lot of different games, which means you could see some storylines from Sifu, Mega Man, Armored Core, and even more than that. We shall see what storylines they choose. The Secret Level will premiere December 10th on Prime Video. So if you are a Prime member, you will be able to see it December 10th. Then they went back to games. Towerborn, the game, will be on Steam Early Access next month, and that was in the Xbox Game Showcase, if you remember. Well, that'll be in Early Access on PC September 10th. Age of Mythology will be out next month as well, and I believe that's one of the ones that will be able to be played on day one via Xbox Game Pass. Age of Mythology Retold will be released September 4th. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 also had a gameplay teaser, and it'll be out on February 11, 2025 for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Batman Arkham Shadow also had its gameplay trailer, and that is a VR game, but there you go. And it'll be voiced by Roger Craig Smith. We also got an update from Little Nightmares 3, and Supermassive Games did say that they are targeting a 2025 release. We'll see if they make it. Masters of Albion, Fable, said that they're working on the next game, The Master of Albion, and they did show some gameplay with it. No release date yet. Squid Game Unleashed was also announced by Netflix Games, and there's no release date yet for that one. Arena Breakout Infinite from Morfun Studios, which is a free-to-play extraction shooter, said that the game is now in early access, and they think that the game will be released by the end of the year. Then they went to Blizzard Entertainment, which means I get to go to this post from WoWhead, because Chris Metzen was talking about the World Soul Saga on WoWcast. And when he came back, he said that the team was, quote, much more democratized, end quote, right now, because when he left it, it wasn't that democratized. So he had to find a new place in the dynamic because he couldn't, because he had a different place there before. And he also had to listen to people instead of having a large voice. Now, as for the game, they're already matching out a patch 13.1 and 13.2, and they will see how it plays out. And they're already talking about concepts or expansions up to 17. And they did go over some other things too, including Zelotath, because we're not going to feed her at the end of the War Within, because we'll be confronting her multiple times over the arc of the saga, basically the next three expansions. So thank you, Wellhead. Now, the early access beta will be for 2 days, and there will also be a Warcraft Direct coming within the next few months. And they also talked about Diablo 4, the Vessel of Hatred, and they talked about a new trailer that was ahead of the October release. And that was the, I believe it's called the Pale Hand, which will have 4 different mercenaries to it, if memory holds. Then they went to the first Berserker Kazan, and they will have a closed beta, which will be on both PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S, this October 11th, and will conclude on October 20th. They also talked about Mafia, the Old Country, which will be coming out this December, which is a project from Studio Hangar 13. Now, lastly, Indiana Jones got a new trailer as well, and it was the actor Troy Baker that was the one that was talking, showing off some things and things that you would expect within Indiana Jones, The Great Circle. Now, the release date was also revealed, December 9th, 2024, for PC and Xbox Series X and S, but it will also be on PlayStation next spring. There will be fallout from all this news tomorrow, including possibly the next few bit of reveals on more indie games at the Future Game Show. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But for now, this has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Enjoy more Gamescom and go play some games, people.